I can tell you how I conceptualize Two-Spirit, and that is not just about orientation or gender identity, but also about a calling to serve and serve people in a variety of ways. So for me, it's not just about who I happen to be partnered with, but more about what is my role in tribal society, because quite honestly, being from an interdependent society as opposed to maybe dominant culture where, you know, when you consider the self as a unique person, individual, the self in tribal societies and other kind of interdependent societies is really the self in relation to others. So for me, Two-Spirit is not something you just claim because you woke up one morning and you just, you know, you had maybe an orientation or a gender identity that might not be considered quote unquote normal, but it is also about what is your calling? What are you led to do in service to your tribal community?
And breaking down that Two-Spirit term though, I mean, some people do say it's like having a male spirit and a female spirit both contained in your body. Is that something that you agree with?
I would think to a degree, yes. And I think, you know, how we choose to perform our identity changes in relation to how we're walking in the world or who we're having to walk in the world with. But I feel like it is having both the essences of both identities. And so being able to be a good communicator, being able to be somebody who can resolve conflict or those kind of things, it has, you have the ability to relate to both gender identities if you are of the belief that gender is a binary, yes.
Do you consider yourself a member of the Two-Spirit community?
It's not something, like I said, that I would stand up and say, hey, I'm Two-Spirit, but it's more like a status that gets placed upon you. I mean, you don't proclaim yourself to be the best of anything or those kind of things. So for me, it was really, have I earned that title? And based on information and work with my elders, yes, I now claim the identity of Two-Spirit.
How have the Two-Spirits been traditionally regarded by Native people? We're talking about the pre-colonial, pre-arrival of Western / Christian Judeo, I guess, philosophy or mentality, if you will.
Sure. And just like with all tribes, it varies. Roles and gender identities vary. Two-Spirit, how they're regarded also varies. One of the things I think we commonly have trouble understanding is just like I don't speak on behalf of all tribal members of all tribes. I would not know the history of Two-Spirit. What I do know is that traditionally, it is my understanding, what I've learned through my teachings, is that they did fulfill that role. They were considered to be of the Two-Spirits, having male and female. So they're good communicators, sometimes considered handlers of the dead, and then also sometimes in roles of leadership, because they could use both the female and the male essence. So that's my understanding. But of course, that varies with each tribe and how accepted it was.
So perhaps they were seen as esteemed and competent leaders, mediators, perhaps?
Yes. For some tribes, I believe that to be true, yes.
From your own cultural perspective, Lisa, would you say that they're held in high esteem, or were they seen just as ordinary people who just happen to have these dual spirits, or were they in some ways ostracized?
Yes and all. It's hard to pin down. I you know, my understanding and my research leads me to draw the conclusion that yes, they were held in high esteem. Oftentimes, again, as I've mentioned, there was special roles dedicated to them. But I also believe that there is probably tribes where they were just a regular part of tribal society, and it wasn't looked at as something different above or below, but just something different. So
we have the period of colonization and the integration of Western Christian attitudes towards the individuals, the Two-Spirits, as we have come to kind of define them in this conversation already. So do you think that when a lot of tribes, including this one perhaps, began implementing those Western and Christian perspectives, did that change the fortunes or the outlook for the Two-Spirits?
Oh, absolutely. So once Christianity was introduced as part of that colonization, and let me be really clear, this is about a religion, not about individuals, because there are wonderful people who are of the Christian faith. But in this particular instance, Christianity came with it all of the isms that perhaps weren't as familiar to tribal members. So racism, prejudice, you know, colonialism, patriarchy, that's not an ism, but those kind of things were introduced. And so as tribal members were colonized and indoctrinated into that religious society, then they began taking on some of those values and beliefs. And you still see that some today. You see people who are tribal members who do not believe that homosexuality is appropriate or traditional. Those still hang on today. Yeah, the major impact had been the Western view of maybe what people perceived Two-Spirit to be became integrated into the culture. And so there was some pushback to the point where a lot of the history, I believe, especially in this tribe, because I've done the research, is really kind of hidden in order to provide safety for those who were of the Two-Spirit upbringing. And so to keep them safe, those things were kept under wraps. The consequences being that there's not a whole lot of documented history for Two-Spirit people, at least in this tribe, but there is some.
When I first came across your name about a year or so ago, I think you were speaking to somewhere, maybe it was Junction City or somewhere nearby Eugene, Springfield. I think you were giving a presentation for a PFLAG or something, and you were doing a Two-Spirit presentation. Do you remember that at all? Was that something you normally do?
Yeah, so that was in Yahats, and it was at their first annual Pride function. So yes, Robert Kenta, our tribal historian, and I did give a presentation, and you know, really kind of just enjoyed that opportunity to really break down what Two-Spirit was about and help people understand. I mean, you know, one of the things we always run into is acculturation. We're always worried about that. We're worried about acculturation. And definitely it's true in the Two-Spirit community. And that's like somebody who's not tribal saying, oh, I always feel like I've been tribal or Two-Spirit or those kind of things. And so one of the main points of speaking out about Two-Spirit was to say, this is our culture. And we encourage other people to find examples of that in their own culture, because it does exist in other cultures. It's understanding where that comes from so that you can be proud of your own culture and we can still maintain ours.
I think that attitudes and perceptions towards Two-Spirits have improved in the last decade.
You know, I've only been out for about a decade, and like I said, my experience was completely different. But if I think about the stories that I've learned from my Two-Spirit elders who've come before me, definitely. I mean, I'm really excited when we talk about youth who are in maybe middle school or high school who feel comfortable expressing maybe a different gender identity or orientation that may not have been safe 10 years ago. I have friends in the community who said, you know, they were in high school 20 years ago and said, I would have never come out. And yet I can see Facebook posts and have conversations with youth who are in middle and high school who are out and proud, and it's not even an issue. So, yeah.
I know that for some Two-Spirits, it's slowly improving, but they say that there's many in the community, Two-Spirit community, who have taken their own lives or just live very, very difficult lives full of depression or substance abuse. Have you heard about that yourself from people who are just kind of contained and kind of self-concealed?
Absolutely. I had a conversation, in fact, just about 2 months ago with an individual who identifies as lesbian. And she had said to me, I always thought I would just have to wait until my grandma passed in order to meet somebody and be happy, because it was not okay. So it still happens. I know for a fact this person experiences depression. This person in particular had not expressed a desire to take their own lives, but I do know that that does happen. My hope is that we are laying the foundation, and that's another part of that interdependent society, is that we're laying that path for the people that come behind us. So our elders laid that path, and I am now hoping to lay out that path by reaching out, by being vocal, by being out, not because I want awards or people to stand up and cheer, but more because I want to let people that come behind me know that there is a safe place. We can do this, and we can move that barometer just a little bit for you, and then the expectation is then you will move it a little bit more.